This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Xcel Energy says it was asked to shut off gas to 14,000 customers on Thursday due to the Marshall Fire. Most are still without service. Xcel's Colorado president Alice Jackson says restoring gas safely is a time-consuming process that involves visiting each individual building twice to manually reset the system.
As we move through the next several days, it's going to be continued hard work for all of us.
Jackson expects to have gas restored to most buildings by Tuesday night. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock has tested positive for COVID-19. On his Twitter New Year's Day, the mayor pleaded with people to get vaccinated, saying the vaccines and boosters are making a, quote, big difference in his case. Mayor Hancock has only mild symptoms and is in quarantine. Hundreds of thousands of Colorado kids and families who experienced food insecurity found help from a state program funded by federal dollars. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The Department of Human Services says the pandemic electronic benefit transfer has now given 500,000 children and families food assistance. The program's Carla Maricini says it reimburses families whose kids missed meals at school or daycare centers.
This is an excellent path forward for us to figure out how in the future we can ensure that anytime schools are closed, kids still have access to nutritious food.
Since the pandemic hit, 1 in 6 Colorado kids may not always know when or where they'll get their next meal. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at cpr.org.